Hello and welcome to the Otter Podcast. I'm your host, Madison Page, and today we are checking each other for ticks, in the most clinical sense of the saying. Be sure to check thoroughly, because one stray tick can be what stands between you and a big juicy steak. Today on the Otter, we are talking about alpha-gal syndrome, and the tick that's bite can change everything. So pack your bug spray and wear some long layers, and let's go! Again, welcome back everyone returning and everyone listening for the first time. If you are new, welcome. On the Otter, we are a mixed bag of trail mix as we discuss all the strange, unsolved, unexplained, and just plain odd things about the world and the people in it. Thank you to everyone who left a new review on the podcast. It really helps. So, how is everyone? Are we all doing good and hanging in there? I hope everybody who was in the path of the hurricane is safe and doing okay. I also hope you all enjoyed last week's episode about Harold Holt. What was your favorite theory about what happened? Let us know on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I felt it makes the most sense that he drowned, but the escape in the submarine is really fun to consider. Today we're going to give some folks the creepy crawlies as we talk about alpha-gal and the tick that brings it to the dinner table. So if you feel a skittering on your thigh or an itch on your shoulder, it's probably just a hair. Probably. Let's have a little mental walk together. Let's imagine it's a warm summer morning in May. You're out in the woods on a camping trip surrounded by friends or family, or maybe you're all by yourself on a little personal journey. Your campsite is snug and cozy, but you get a little antsy and decide to go for an early walk along a trail. The sun sparkles through the canopy of trees. The sound of birdsong and chattering squirrels surround you. You are at peace. The grass is tall and you have to brush through it at some point, but you don't mind. It's a great walk. But when you get back to camp, you notice a little brown bug on your leg. Leaning forward to examine it, you realize it's a tick and quickly twist it off. It leaves behind a small red mark, but it's just a tick. It's nothing to worry about. You finish off the trip and head back to your home. Later down the line, you're at a cookout where you have a burger and a beer with your friends. About 4 hours later, you start to feel sick. Your lips swell up and you break out in hives. Your stomach is turning and you become nauseous. You may think to yourself, oh, I must have eaten something bad. And you'd be right. The problem in this scenario is not what you ate, but what ate you first. About 32 million people in the US have a food allergy. These are most often triggered by the consumption of milk, peanuts, shellfish, or something of the like. An allergic reaction occurs when the body mistakenly identifies a substance as a threat and sets off an immune response. For the majority of people, food allergies will develop in childhood and they will learn to avoid the food or products containing it. However, adults can also randomly develop an allergy. You can also catch an allergy. Specifically, you can catch it from a tick. The Lone Star tick strikes fear in the mere mention of its name. Now, nobody likes ticks, small creepies and crawlies, so tiny you might not even feel it climbing up your sneaker to slip under your jean leg and dig its little snout into your skin. Lone Star ticks are most commonly associated with Lyme disease. Lyme disease is rarely fatal, but if left untreated, it can spread to the joints, the heart, the connective tissue, and the nervous system, and lead to debilitating long-term pain, cognitive problems, and fatigue that can persist even after antibiotics. Lyme disease is identified by its target-shaped rash that spreads from the bite wound. But while Lyme disease may be a legitimate concern, should you discover a tick lip-locked with your leg, it's not the only one. Nature has many natural Nosferatu that hide amongst the foliage. Mosquitoes carrying malaria that buzz around, leaving behind itchy red welts. Lice that leave you the mock of the classroom and send people itching at their scalps with just a mention. Fleas that hop from one warm body to another and were the source of one of the worst diseases in human history, the bubonic plague. However, amongst these blood-hungry heavyweights is the humble tick. Seen more as a passing nuisance than a true danger, it thrives in tall grasses and warm summer spots and bites its prey indiscriminately. Ticks feed by biting and then burrowing into the victim to drink its fill before falling off. While most peepaws and meemaws will wave off a sobbing toddler when presented with a pill-sized parasite as nothing to sob over, ticks are actually known to host a variety of illnesses. Black-legged ticks are best known for carrying the aforementioned Lyme disease, as well as anaplasmosis and Powassan virus disease. The dog tick, which is much larger, can leave its host with tularemia and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The star of our show, the Lone Star tick, is known for southern tick-associated rash illness, Bourbon virus disease, Heartland disease, and the one we are talking about today, Alpha-Gal syndrome. Now, I think I've dragged out the opener enough, and you may be asking, Madison, you said something about a tick bite making me, a red meat-loving American, suddenly start craving the lettuce. Well, that's correct. Those who contract Alpha-Gal syndrome develop an allergy to red meat, among other things. Alpha-Gal is permanent, and as of this podcast, has no cure. Once you have it for good. That's right, this nasty Nosferatu is turning more people to tofu than pita, and it is surprisingly effective with a staggering number of 34,000 documented cases spanning from 2010 to 2018 alone. Let's look at one such victim. Beth Carrison was a Maine woman who found a tick embedded in her back, and then developed a rash several days later. Carrison herself was not a big meat eater, but told New Center Maine that she did have a fondness for pork. She noticed following the tick bite that after consuming bacon, a burning and itching rash would appear. This would also happen if she was even near pork being cooked. The allergy was so bad that she would leave the grocery store covered in hives. She was eventually diagnosed with Alpha-Gal caused by that tick found on her back. So, how does a tick bite change a fundamental aspect of your biology? Well, let's start with what Alpha-Gal is. Alpha-Gal is a sugar molecule found in most mammals. It is predominantly found in red meat and game, such as rabbits, beef, pork, and as well as products made from mammals including gelatin and milk. Fish, reptiles, birds, and people do not contain Alpha-Gal. The infection happens following the bite of a Lone Star tick who carries the Alpha-Gal molecule, which is released into the victim of said tick bite. Now, since humans don't naturally have this molecule occurring in them, their body detects it and treats it as it does most unknown threats. It triggers an immune response similar to any allergic reaction. Your body then uses a specialized system that quote-unquote remembers what triggered the allergic reaction and starts to keep an eye out for it. So even though you may have been eating juicy steaks for years which contained the Alpha-Gal molecule with no issue, the body now has a file where it encountered the Alpha-Gal by itself. That file tells the body that this molecule was a threat and is still a threat, and it triggers another allergic reaction which can be fatal. Alpha-Gal also does not behave similarly to other allergic reactions. While someone who accidentally consumes peanuts may immediately descend into crisis, symptoms for Alpha-Gal syndrome typically do not appear for 2 to 6 hours following the consumption of meat or dairy products containing the molecule. The symptoms to look out for include hives or an itchy rash, nausea or vomiting, heartburn or indigestion, diarrhea, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, drop in blood pressure, swelling of the lips, throat, tongue, or eyelids, dizziness or faintness, severe stomach pain, and in severe cases, those affected will experience anaphylaxis, which affects many organ systems and requires immediate medical intervention. AGS, or Alpha-Gal syndrome, is treated and managed by an allergist, but patients are commonly told to stop eating mammalian meat and do their best to avoid products containing Alpha-Gal, such as gelatin. To illustrate to you how restricting this can be, here is a bunch of stuff you can cross off your grocery list if you became the unlucky winner of an Alpha-Gal infected Lone Star tick. No more mammalian meat for you. This includes pork, beef, lamb, venison, rabbit, as well as organ meats such as liver, lung, heart, kidney, tripe, sweetbreads, scrapple, Rocky Mountain or prairie oysters, and the like. You may also be eating cereal dry, as you will no longer be consuming cow's milk or cow's milk products that include yogurts, cheese, sour cream, all the good stuff. While many patients with AGS eventually can tolerate milk products, it is advised to avoid it to prevent a flare-up. Gelatin's also a big no-no. This is objectively the hardest to avoid, as gelatin is often hidden in products and requires a scrupulous reading of the ingredients list to pick it out. Gelatin is also coated on some pills and in some vaccinations, so this will also need to be vetted for those suffering with AGS. We are making granny cry because you can also no longer consume products made from or cooked in mammalian fat, such as lard, tallow, or suet, and those ingredients can also be found in meat broth, bouillon, stock, and gravy. No more of Meemaw's biscuits and sausage gravy for you! You will also need to be careful of non-food products that contain alpha-gal because it is everywhere. Beauty products, over-the-counter medicines, and supplements may contain gelatin, glycerin, magnesium stearate, or bovine extracts, all of which are grounds for alpha-gal. Medical products such as heart valves from either pigs or cows, monoclonal antibodies, heparin, and even certain anti-venoms could contain the molecule and will need to be vetted by medical professionals. That is a heck of a restrictive list. So what is safe? Well, to put it lightly, you can fill up your cart with poultry such as chicken, turkey, duck, or quail, eggs, fish, and seafood, as well as fruit and veg. A very clean eating cart, however, unfortunately several people with alpha-gal have to use delivery or have someone else do their grocery shopping, and eating out also becomes non-existent as the particles of alpha-gal can scatter through the air and cause allergic reactions just by being in an open area near a product containing it. This allergy is serious, and it's scary to think a simple bite from a tick can reroute your whole routine and affect the lives of those around you. If your partner contracts this allergy, it also means that if you want to do any smooching, you're going to have to cut the red meats out of your diet, because transfer allergies from particles on your body can pose a real threat. So, how can you spot a Lone Star tick? Well, the hot season for this tick is early spring through late fall. The tick is distinguished by a single white dot on its back. They are notably present in the south, but as referenced before in The Woman from Maine, they have started to migrate and can be found nearly everywhere. Now, if I've spooked you enough and you are feeling the creepy crawlies all over your skin, here is how you can protect yourself from the tick. Bug spray is actually very effective towards it. Wear long clothing that covers exposed areas when venturing through wooded terrain, such as leggings or jeans and tall socks. Rain boots are also surprisingly effective as the slick outer shell is hard to climb. Avoid grassy, brushy, or wooded areas when possible. You can also treat your clothes and gear with permethrin. After your trek in the woods, check yourself and your loved ones for ticks, paying special attention to the scalp where hair provides natural cover. A shower is a good way of performing a self-check on yourself. Check over your furry companions as well to make sure that they did not bring home any unwarranted friends. Now let's say you discover a tick, what do you do? Where I am from, the question is answered with a quick pull it off and stick a lighter to it to burn it. The tick, not your skin. But since this is a professional podcast, I'll give you the CDC recommendation for removal of a tick. First, determine if it is a Lone Star tick by looking for that white dot. Then use clean, fine-tipped tweezers to grasp the tick as close to the skin as possible. Pull upwards with steady, even pressure, but do not twist or jerk the tick. This can cause the mouth parts to break off and remain in the skin. If this does happen, remove the mouth parts with tweezers. If you cannot remove it easily, leave it alone and let the skin heal. After removing the tick, thoroughly clean the bite area and your hands with rubbing alcohol or soap and water. Never crush a tick with your fingers. Dispose of a live tick by putting it in alcohol, placing it in a sealed bag or container and tossing it away, wrapping it tightly in tape, or flushing it down the toilet. Monitor the bite for any rash or other reactions. If one becomes apparent or you experience flu-like symptoms, schedule an appointment with your doctor. Now, you wear your long layers and your rain boots, and you're efficient with the bug spray and the flea and tick treatment on your dog and cat, but you want a little more assurance that your backyard isn't crawling with the little blood drinkers, might I suggest something foul? Guinea fowl, to be exact. If you have the space and the permit to own livestock, guinea fowl are excellent at controlling the tick population. They eat all kinds of ticks, which makes them natural population control birds. A single guinea can take care of all the ticks in your yard alone. Not only do they eat ticks on the ground, but they will occasionally eat the ticks found on bigger animals such as livestock. If guinea fowl are too trepidatious, how about turkey? They like pecking at the ground and grabbing anything that moves. Turkeys can eat 200 ticks every day. Chickens are also natural tick traps. Many farmers rely on them to take care of their tick problems. These birds live in coops and often do well when they live in small groups. Chickens can consume ticks that live on or close to the ground, and they will also remove them from cows and other large animals. If you can't stomach the thought of owning a herd of bird, then supporting the life of nature's natural tick taker might be just your style. The opossum, in all its white-furred glory, is a tick-munching master. A single opossum will consume up to 5,000 ticks in a single season, and remove 95% of the ticks on themselves for a quick snack. So if you see an opossum or two cruising your yard, leave it be. That's a hard-working pest control service for free. All jokes aside, alpha-gal is a serious allergy and needs to be treated carefully. While it can affect anyone at any time, practicing safe habits and being aware goes a long way. It's wild that something like a tick bite can suddenly render someone with a severe food allergy to a dinnertime staple, but nature is odd like that. I guess it really makes you realize how fragile our realities are, and how quickly something as so simple can change everything. Well, that's all for this episode, so what do you think? Are we all destined to become vegan? Maybe this is all an elaborate hoax to get us to buy fake meat. How much do you love opossums? Let us know what you think on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and leave a review. The Otter Pod is now on TikTok. Come follow us there. Have a suggestion for a show? Send me an email at theotterpod@gmail.com with your request and whether you'd like me to mention your name, your alias, or nothing at all. Remember, this is the Otter Side, so give me something cool, creepy, or confusing to deep dive for you. If you liked the show, leave us a review. They really help. Make sure to check your loved ones for ticks, and respect the opossum. They work very hard. The Otter Podcast posts every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Otter Side.